That's Rod Stewart, Maggie May, 7:15. Let's get this show started.
Sunday, Monday, happy days. Tuesday, Wednesday, happy days. Thursday, Friday, happy days. The weekend comes, my cycle hums. Ready to race to you. Sky, hello blue. There's nothing can hold me when I hold you. Looking so right, it can't be wrong. Rocking and rolling all week long. Sunday, Monday, happy days. Tuesday, Wednesday, happy days. Thursday, Friday, happy days. Saturday.
Oh my goodness, I thought that's a great way to open up the show. What do you think? Hey, this is a song that was popular up where I grew up around the northern panhandle of West Virginia. I don't know about you guys down here in KY. See if you can remember this one. It's the New Beats. It's called Run, Baby Run. And Run, Baby, Run, and that high part, that falsetto part, being sung by a guy. I didn't learn that till later. Kind of troubled me a little bit at the time. But it's a great song, and he's a great falsetto. Here's Los Bravos, Black is Black.
I want my baby back.
724, and man, I want to tell you, Bishop Donahue High School in McMacken, West Virginia, is represented well this evening in the show. And even though we are scattered throughout, hither and yon, in the United States, I have Mary Alice Brack Niehaus and her beautiful granddaughter, Esme, listening tonight up in Glendale, West Virginia. Then I've got another a beautiful Brack sister, Annie Brack Urich, listening down in Houston, Texas. And then Jane Krupica, who also is a Donahue High graduate, is listening down in Greenville, South Carolina. And she said she was going to be listening to the show and doing this. See if you can guess what she's doing.
Walking the dog. Guess who walking bird dog?
I guess that gave you a hint, did it? Here are the Kingsmen, Louie Louie.
Yeah.
There's like three or four different versions of that song. One by Little Eva, the original, and then I love Grand Funk Railroad, who I just played, and their version, their cover of The Locomotion, and then Kali Mono does a funky, a really upbeat version of The Locomotion. I like that one, too. I just like The Locomotion. I guess I'm a little loco for The Locomotion. Hey, Pam Marshfield, listening down in Zephyr Hills, Florida, welcome. I bet you guys are a whole lot warmer than we are up here in the north with all these ice storms. I bet you right now you're not missing Kentucky, are you, Pam? Here's the Righteous Brothers. Those guys are just unbelievable. After all these years, I still love their music. That was a great slow dancing song back in the day, was it not? Pam Marshfield says, yes, thanks for the shout out, Frank. I'm missing Kentucky, believe it or not. And she said, hate to tell you, but it's a lot warmer here, 73 now. Oh, I'd like to see 73 degrees here. Glad you all didn't lose power. Boy, Pam, I am too. I'm just praising God for that today because I was up, didn't want to talk about the weather that much, but I was up all night. I use a CPAP machine, right? I got a little sleep apnea going on. It's not real bad, you know, but I've grown accustomed to my CPAP. Never mind. So when I tried to sleep without it last night, it didn't work well because I was afraid if I put it on, right, then the power goes, beep, and then I'm going to be... you know, try to breathe because my air would shut off automatically, right? And we've got a, we just bought a used generator this year, but it's just designed to run, for X amount of hours, the refrigerator, the freezer, the necessities, you know, so our food doesn't spoil. And we had that ready to go last night, but it was a rough night. It was. And I'm just so thankful, you know, today that we didn't lose power. We lost for probably about maybe 30 seconds, and boom, it came right back on again. And I slept through all that, you know. Now, had I had my CPAP on, I would have woke up immediately, you know. But I didn't want to go through that and be thinking I'm having a, you know, bad dream and dying of something, you know. Let's get back into the music. Here's Hamilton, Joe Frank and Reynolds from 1971.
Don't pour your love out on me, baby. If you do, then I think to maybe I'll just lay me down right for 100 years. Don't pour your love out on me, honey. Take my heart, my soul, my money, but don't leave me drowning in my tears.
You say you're gonna leave, gonna take that big white bird, gonna fly right out of here without a single word. But you know you'll break my heart when I watch you close that door, 'cause I know I won't see you anymore.
Don't pour your love out on me, baby. If you do, then I think that maybe I'll just lay me down.
To you, what about that brand new ring? Doesn't that mean love to you? Doesn't that mean anything? If I threw away my pride and I got down on my knees, would you make me beg you pretty please?
Don't pour your love out on me, baby. If you do, then I think that maybe I'll just lay me down.
I want to do, I've got love enough for two, but I'll never use a girl if I don't have you.
Don't pour your love out on me, baby. If you do, then I think that maybe I'll just lay me down right for 100 years. Don't pour your love out on me, honey. Take my heart, my soul, my money, but don't leave me drowning in my tears.
Yeah, Annie Brack of York says they're bracing for a big freeze down in Houston. I tell you, it's crazy, is it not? Here's Marvin Gaye.
Understand my ups and downs, and there you were. With sweet love and devotion, deeply touching my emotions. I wanna stop and thank you, baby. And wonder what would I be without you in my life. Everything was just a bore. All the things I did since I've done them before. But you brighten up all my day with a love so sweet in so many ways. I wanna stop and to myself. For me, there's you and nobody else. Stop and thank you, baby.
Yeah, a quick story about the weather. You know, you're going to get that from old DJs like me, especially a guy who worked morning drive time for all those years that I was in radio, basically. And we, back in the early part of the 90s, and I know a lot of people across the United States had very bad weather. It seemed like every time the boss was out and he would leave town, and of course, he didn't plan it this way. It just would work out that we would have a major weather event. Either a blizzard in Somerset, Kentucky, or we would have, you know, 10, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18 inches of snow, and or a black ice storm. And the black ice, I had never really experienced it the way I did. I think it was back around 1993. And I'm going to tell you very, very quick. Now, for those of you who know me, know that I use arm crutches, right? Or I did, yeah, I still do, but I don't use them as often as I used to because I'm a little more inclined to use my chair now. But anyways, and make a long story short, I got around great on my arm crutches. They make you look like a polio poster. You know, they come up and kind of buckle around your arm. If you've seen that picture of me and Dr. Salk when I went to the March of Dimes convention, I was a representative for the March of Dimes. I was an executive director, and you could see what my crutches look like. I've posted that. Anyways. Let's get past that. So anyway, so here I am. The guy on crutches was always the first guy at the radio station. I always got there early. I wanted to make sure I could be on top of everything, right? So I'd get there about 4 o'clock in the morning. I have to be on the air at 6 and do live news, live sports, and two live newscasts an hour, live sports, yada, yada, yada. Okay, I'm not going to bore you to death. So anyways, this one morning, so I only lived just a very short distance from our radio station in Somerset. So I drove, and when I pulled out of my driveway, I had to make two or three runs to get out of the driveway. I thought, uh-oh, what is this? And I thought, well, maybe it's just in my subdivision, right? And I was slip-sliding away, as Paul Simon would say, and I'm heading down the road, and it's, you know, 4 o'clock in the morning, nobody's up. And I'm thinking, well, I've got, let's see, I have to try to make it to the radio station. So we had our old radio station was up on a hill of all places, the worst place it could have been, right? So I make it to the main highway and I cross the intersection and I make a run at the hill. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So I'm climbing the hill, right? And I had a Toyota Corolla with front wheel drive, but it was like my little army tank for you know, bad weather. And you know, I got almost up to the top of the hill and I was like, yes, yes, I'm almost there. And all of a sudden, here we go. And it starts sliding and it did like 360s. I mean, I spun all the way down to the bottom. I'm back down the highway. I got mad. I made another run at the hill. Next time was even worse. I thought, I better not try that again. I'm pushing my luck. So I knew I needed to get into the radio station because there were power lines down everywhere. I don't know why I didn't think, do we even have power? I didn't know. And that was in the days where we were only on from 6 until midnight and 18 hours instead of 24. So I'm very duty-driven, right? So anyways, I think, okay, I've never traversed a hill on crutches, but I'm going to try today. And if I can, I'm going to crawl into that daggone radio station. I'm going to get inside the radio station, get on the air, and let my listeners know how bad the weather conditions, you know, are right now. Okay. So anyway, so I get on my crutches, right? And I had a thermos of coffee with me, a PB&J sandwich, a couple of them. And so I'm trying to go up the hill and there was ice on the grass. Yeah. So I'm starting up the hill, and I feel my feet go, and I'm like, ooh, 4 o'clock in the morning, Frank Crabtree. out there in the freezing cold, right? I got a leather jacket on. I tried to look cool. I didn't wear anything, you know, that wouldn't make me look cool. So anyways, all of a sudden, I see this big cherry picker coming down Highway 27 in Somerset. And I'm watching it, and they're checking lines. It was the local utility company, right? So they could see me standing there. And you can imagine, okay, it's 4 o'clock in the morning, and you've got this guy in a leather jacket and a thermos and blah, 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 standing on the side of a hill on Canadian crutches, is what we call them, or arm crutches. And I could just hear the conversation, hey, Virgil, look at that old boy up there in the hill. You reckon he's trying to ski? Those look like ski poles to me. What do they look like? Well, they look like ski poles to me, too, you know. So anyways, they went past me, oh, probably about 25, 30 feet, 40 feet, trying to stop. And they backed up to me and said, all right, hey, are you okay? Are you having a problem? And I wanted to say, no, I just love to get up at 4 o'clock in the morning, try to walk up an icy hill on crutches, but I didn't. And I said, yes, sir, I am. I said, my name's Frank Crabtree. I need to get inside to the radio station so I can get on the air and let people know how bad the roads are. Well, Frank, we'll help you. Oh, I said, oh, that's great. So I got down, and the cabs on these cherry pickers are really high, right? But I was in good shape, so I grabbed the bar, and I kind of chinned myself up into the cab. And I said, you guys just get me to the top of the hill within a few feet of the radio station. I can make it the rest of the way, right? So we got up to the top of the hill, and they said, well, we better help you on in there, Frank. And I said, well, no, I'm trying to be really independent, right? And I am. I'm that way. So I try to get out of the truck, so I put my crutches down on the ground, right? As soon as my crutches hit the pavement, whoop, they go right up in the air. I said, okay, I'll tell you what, guys, you go ahead and help me in. So they got out, one go on each side of me and helped me into the radio station. Fortunately, we were not off the air. We had power. We had everything I needed. I went on the air. I was there by myself from, I went on early because it was an emergency from about five until, you know, till about 1 or 2 in the afternoon because the other guys couldn't get there, right? True story. I kid you not. And it happened with snow and some other things too. Oh, anyways, another boring Frank story goes in the books. Here's Gary Lewis and the Playboys.
Every time I see her, she don't even look my way. Maybe she will notice me, but then what would I say? I would say what's on my mind, but the words are hard to find. But I'm gonna try to tell her anyway.
Don't you know that she's
just my style?
Everything about it
drives me wild.
Don't you know that she's
just my style?
Everything about it
drives me wild.
Don't you know that she's
fine, so fine. Other guys who meet her may not think she's much to see. I can't begin to tell you what she always does to me. Maybe it's the clothes she wears, or the way she combs her hair. Oh, that makes me wanna tell her that I care.
Don't you know that she's
just my style?
Everything about it
drives me wild.
Don't you know that she's
just my style?
Everything about it
drives me wild.
Don't you know that she's
fine?
Thank you.
Elvis and the Playboys. Here's Ringo Starr. Star in Your 16. We'll have maybe the rest of the Beatles a little bit later on in the show. Hey, I'm thinking about doing a Valentine's Day show, only the day before on Saturday. And of course, if I do, I'm going to play this song again. It's Percy Sledge.
Put her down.
56, you can't listen to the Four Tops and feel bad. It is not allowed. It's a misdemeanor, as a matter of fact. State of politics, we've been through tumultuous times before, and that was the war in Vietnam. And remember when it ended?
The following statement is being issued at this moment in Washington and Hanoi. At 12:30 Paris time today, January 23, 1973, the agreement on ending the war and restoring peace in Vietnam was initialed by Dr. Henry Kissinger on behalf of the United States and Special Advisor Lee Duc Tho on behalf of the Democratic Republic of Vietnam. The agreement will be formally signed by the parties participating in the Paris Conference on Vietnam on January 27, 1973, at the International Conference Center in Paris. The ceasefire will take effect at 2400 Greenwich Mean Time, January 27, 1973. The United States and the Democratic Republic of Vietnam express the hope that this agreement will ensure stable peace in Vietnam and contribute to the preservation of lasting peace in Indochina and Southeast Asia.
I'm coming home, I've done my time. Now I've got to know what is and isn't mine. If you receive my letter telling you I'd soon be free, then you'll know just what to do if you still want me. If you still want me. Forget about us, put the blame on me. If I don't see a yellow ribbon around the old tree. Bus driver, please look for me, 'cause I couldn't bear to see what I might see. I'm really still in prison in my love. Told her please. Whoa.
can't believe I see a 100 yellow ribbons round the old tree. I'm coming home.
Tony Orlando and Dawn, and tie a yellow ribbon around the old oak tree. And those of us that were growing up during that time remember the song and the significance of that song. It was a coming home song for all the guys that had been in country and in Vietnam. And Francie Brackmeyer's, oh, I got the triple B blessing tonight. I got three Brack sisters listening to me again. Bing, 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 bing. Jackpot. Oh, goodness. She said she always tears up when she hears the Yellow Ribbon song. Yeah, it's very, very special to all of us, Francie, and I'm right there with you. It brings back a lot of good memories. Of course, the Oz, Russ Osmanski, cannot stand Tony Orlando and Dawn, so whenever I'd play that on one of our oldie shows, I always go, yeah, Tony Orlando and Dawn, yeah. Get over it, Russ. I'm going to play it anyways. Anyways, and Kathy Parker and Willie and Waylon, our two feline children, are listening down in Brighton, Tennessee. Kathy, thanks so much for joining us. I've been on the air since about 7:15. I'm going to go quite a bit longer. I'm having a great time with you guys hanging out tonight. It's such a great respite from, constantly watching weather bulletins and staying on top of the weather and worrying about, the power, dying here in the house, and we don't have the power, They make me feel like Scotty. Yeah. On the Starship Enterprise. Anyway, here's Neil Diamond, Jerry.
Baby loves me, yes, yes, she does. All the girls have a side, yeah. Says she loves me, yes, yes, she does. Show me tonight, yeah. Hey. She got the way to move me, Jerry.
She got the way to move me. She got the way to move me,
Jerry, baby.
She got the way to move me.
All right. Tell your mama, girl, I can't stay long. We got things we gotta catch up on.
Neil Diamond and Cherry Cherry. Well, let's jump back into the 70s now with Cornelius Brothers and Sister Rose. Too late to turn back now.
everywhere. Now she told me it can break your heart and put you in misery. Since I met this little woman, I feel it's happened to me. And I'm telling you, it's too late to turn back now. I believe, I believe, I believe I'm falling in love. It's too late to turn back now. I believe, I believe, I believe I'm falling in love. I found myself phoning her at least 10 times a day. You know, it's so unusual for me to carry on this way. I tell ya, I can't sleep at night, wanting to hold her tight. I tried so hard to convince myself that this feeling just can't be right. And I'm telling ya, it's too late to turn back now. I believe, I believe, I believe I'm falling in love. It's too late to turn back now. I believe, I believe, I believe I'm falling in love. It's too late to turn back, baby. I believe, I believe, I believe I'm falling in love.
Cornelius Brothers and Sister Rose. Francie Myers, I believe you told me a few years ago, I was playing some Johnny Rivers songs, and you said you really liked Summer Rain by Johnny Rivers. And that evening, I did not have it. In fact, I didn't have it in my inventory. And I had to go over to Amazon and buy that to make sure I had it, because I love the song too. I can't remember what I, as I told you guys, what maybe what I had for breakfast today. But if somebody, one of my listeners, tells me they like a certain song, I'm like Rain Man. It goes into my brain, and I foul away, because my joy is seeing you getting joy and seeing me using my talents to bring back great memories for you, okay? With that, let's play Summer Rain. This goes out to Francie Brackmeyer's.
West wind soft as a sweet dream, my love warm as a sunshine, sitting here by me, yeah, she's here by me. She stepped out of a rainbow, golden hair shining like moon glow, warm lips soft as a soul. Never gave a thought for tomorrow, let tomorrow be.
ourselves, that's where we'll find peace. Settle down, raise up a family.
Throw a slice of bread in the mix. Back up and move. What do you say? Here's the Beach Boys.
Well, she got her daddy's car and she cruised through the hamburger stand now. Seems she forgot all about the library like she told her old man now. real fast and goes cruising just as fast as she can now. And she'll have fun, fun, fun till her daddy takes a T-bird away.
Fun, fun, fun till her daddy takes a T-bird away.
Well, the girls can't stand her cause she walks, looks and cries like an ace.
You walk like an ace now, you walk like an ace.
She makes the Indy 500 look like a Roman chariot face.
You look like an ace now, you look like an ace.
A lot of guys try to catch her, but she leads them on a wild goose chase.
You drive like an ace now, you drive like an ace.
And she'll have fun, fun, fun till her daddy takes a T-bird away.
Fun, fun, fun till her daddy takes a T-bird away.
Hey, you know what all this cold, frigid weather has done to me, don't you? Yeah. I've been California dreaming. Here's the Mamas and Papas. Jane Krupica sent me a message and said one of her favorite songs was this one I'm getting ready to play. I didn't know whether I had it or not. I had a deeply search into my inventory, and I think that that this is it. And she said, oh, you did this on karaoke. I love doing karaoke. I love singing karaoke, Jane. I really do. She said, not sure if you have this song. Well, I wasn't sure either, but you know what? I do. Here's the Fifth Dimension. Working on a groovy thing. You know, I think I purchased that song several years ago. My wife dearly loves the Fifth Dimension. And I'd forgotten I had it in my inventory. So I started doing a search, and there it turns up. Yeah. How about it? Hope you enjoyed that, Jane. That's vocally challenging. Wow. And you do it in karaoke. You're smoking.
Maybe you wanna give me kisses sweet, but only for one night with no repeat. And maybe you'll go away and never call. And a taste of honey worse than none at all. Oh, girl, in that case, I don't want no time. I do believe that that would only break my heart. Oh, but if you feel like loving me, you got the notion. I sit in that emotion. So if you feel like giving me a lifetime of devotion, I sit in that emotion. Oh, maybe you think that love would tie you down, and you don't have the time to hang around. Or maybe you think that love will make rules, and so it makes you wise to break the rules. Oh, love, in that case, I don't want no part. I do believe that that would only break my heart. Oh, but if you feel like loving me, then you got the notion. I second that emotion. Say, if you feel like giving me a lifetime of devotion, I second that emotion. Oh, girl, in that case, I don't know no God. I do believe that that will only break your heart. Oh, but if you feel like loving me, you got the notion.
Really, really great writers are so skilled in using metaphors and similes. And I guess one of the greatest of all time would have to be Paul Simon. You know, he was, you know, he would just, his metaphoric descriptions and his, you know, similes like a rock, you know. I think he had a thing about rocks. I don't know. Because here's another one by Simon Garfunkel. I am a rock.
Winter's day in a deep and dark December. I am alone, gazing from my window to the streets below on a freshly fallen silent shroud of snow. I am a rock. Friendship causes pain. It's laughter and it's loving I disdain. I am a rock. I am an island. Don't talk of love. Sleeping in my memory, I would
slumber of feelings that have died. If I never loved, I never would have cried. I am a rock, I am an island. I have my books and my poetry to protect me. My womb, I touch no one and no one touches me. I am a rock, I am an island.
And a rock feels no pain, and an island.
Rock feels no pain, and an island never cries. As we used to say back in the day, man, that's heavy. Right? Now this song, no aesthetic quality to it. It's just a fun song to dance to. It's Loggins and Messina, and Your Mama.
Your mama don't dance, and your daddy don't rock and roll.
Thank you.
Oh, the Fab Four. Tremolos and Silence is Golden. It's 8:41. Yeah, I'm going to be wrapping it up here very, very shortly. I kind of saved this song for the latter part of the show because it always kind of, it bums me out a little bit. You know, as we come to this stage in our lives, we're kind of going down the hill to the, you know, towards our other destination, and you know what that is. And we have a tendency to reflect a lot and may become I become very pensive sometimes and introspective and start thinking about things. But I remember when this song came out, I think back around 1970, and it hit me hard back then, and it really hits me hard now. Here's Marmalade. And it's called, appropriately, Reflections.
Of sunlight to moonlight, reflections of my life. Oh, how they fill my eyes.
The greetings of people in trouble.
My eyes.
changing everything.
Oh, everything around me.
The world is a bad place, a bad place, a terrible place to live.
Oh, but I don't want to die.
Yeah, I'm not going to play that one again for a gazillion years. It does it to me every time. Here's CCR. Says, I love CCR. Oh, I do too. Now we're back in some feel-good music. No more marmalade. Here's the Stampeders then. Sweet City Woman.
Bon, c'est bon, bon. say bon 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 bon. So long, ma. So long, pa. So long, neighbors and friends. I like a country morning, all smothered in dew. I just got a way to make a man feel shiny and new. And she'll sing in the evening, oh, familiar tune. Love and tenderness and macaroons. Sweet, sweet city woman, I can see your face, I can hear your voice, I can almost touch you. Sweet, sweet city woman, on the banjo and me, we got a feel for singing.
Okay, I'm going to play one more. We're going to wrap it up right after this. Here are the Grassroots. Grassroots and Midnight Confessions. Guys, thank you so much for joining me this evening. I'm thinking about possibly, and I want Terry to do the show with me. Saturday will be the 13th, and then, of course, Sunday, Valentine's Day. So we would do the Valentine's Day show on Saturday evening, and I would probably play 60s, 70s, 80s, you know, just really, really beautiful love songs from those decades, and just kind of play it by ear, so to speak. But I'll try to promote it a little bit longer. My wife gets so frustrated with me when I do these quick shows and I don't promote them, and it frustrates her, and it frustrates my listeners too. And I understand, you know, I really do. I have empathy, you know, for you as a listener, and for my wife too, you know, because if we promote them, we have like a gazillion listeners. If we don't promote them, then, you know, I'll pick up a few, but whether I have one or whether I have 1 million, I'm going to give you the same amount of energy that I always give, whether I'm on a 50,000 watt station or on our internet station here at the house. I only have one gear, and that's Overdrive. So when I can't do that, I probably will quit doing radio, period. Anyways, thank you so much for joining me tonight, and I'll try to keep you, you know, updated on the Valentine's Day show on Saturday. I may be able to do a Feel Good Friday show tomorrow. I don't know. A lot of extenuating circumstances right now, so please be patient with me. And love your neighbor, love yourself, and remember, you know, with all the bad things going on right now, and there are too many to even talk about, you'll never hear me talk about that on the radio. It's still a wonderful world, okay? God bless y'all. Good night.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world. I see skies of blue, clouds of white, the bright blessed day, the dark sacred night. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world. The colors of the rainbow, so pretty in the sky, are also on the faces of people going by. I see friends shaking hands, saying, how do you do? They're really saying, I love you. I hear babies cry. I watch them grow. They're like much more. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world. Yes, I think to myself, what a wonderful world.